Ken, tell Ralph why you have a problem with smart meters.
Okay. First, I first heard about the smart meters about 3 years ago. And when I first heard about it, it was from a notice from Pacific Gas and Electric Company saying that I was going to get this one. My first response was not very good. And after some studies, I came to the conclusion that the smart meter is not a good thing for the consumer citizens of our nation. The smart meter system is basically a constitutionally prohibited invasion of our privacies for the financial benefit of utility corporations, and often with the knowledge and support of our government or portions thereof. The smart meter itself is actually the gateway to the private information within our homes and businesses. It allows corporations, Pacific Gas and Electric here in California, to know almost specifically what time of day we use power. From this information through the smart meter, they can figure out, or know actually, because they'll give the information back to us the next day if we'd like it, what time in the morning we start using power, which is when we get up, what time in the evening we stop using power, which is when we go to bed, quite possibly if we're busy throughout the day at home or if we go to work, because our energy uses changes throughout the day depending on what we're doing within our home. And I believe nobody has any business knowing what's going on within the locked front door of my house. You know, if I pull the blinds, they shouldn't even know what lights I'm using. So I've got big problems with that. And since I first heard about the smart meter, I've brought it up to a number of people through letters. I've stood before the California Public Utilities Commission twice and said no. And most of the time we're presented with silence or diversion.
And you wrote a letter to Ralph.
And I wrote a letter to Ralph, along with other people, and said, hey, what can we do about this? There are people across the nation, and actually around the world in many instances, that are fighting the smart meter for a number of different reasons, not only constitutionally as I am, and we'd like the smart meter to go away. There's very little benefit to the consumer citizens.
Well, Steve, this is Ralph. They also know when you're not at home, and that is even a more serious leakage of information to a utility company that could be hacked or could have rogue elements who want to know when people are not at home for burglary or other purposes. But you put out a very nice brochure where you list the negative impacts of smart meters beyond what you've just said. Do you want to quickly go through those, including whether it really does redound economically to the benefit of consumers, how much it costs, what kind of emissions there are from the meter? Why don't you go down your very nice brochure and then tell people how they can get it?
Okay. First off, this pamphlet or brochure has 8 points on it, and it lists off these 8 points and says, compares the smart meter with the old analog meter that we've all had hanging on our homes or residences for about 100 years now. The first point is that these meters, or the smart meter system entirely, are basically a spy within our homes. We've covered this a little bit. The Transatlantic Consumer Dialogue, which is consumer agencies, businesses across the Atlantic, both sides, called the smart meter a spy within our home. They say with the information gathered from this, it can be almost 10 to 1,000 times, who knows where that number actually is, greater than the information gathered on us by the internet. So this is a major source of information for other people, whether they want to sell us something or not, so they can use this for their benefit. Another point, the information gathered will be stored and could be looked back at any time in the future. The analog meter, of course, just measures your monthly usage. Every month somebody wanders by and in 2 minutes reads how much you've used, while the smart meter, every number of times in an hour, 24 hours a day, is keeping track of what you're using. The smart meter can be a threat to national security. These are supervisory control and data acquisition systems. That's what the smart meter system is. The smart meter can be turned off from someplace else outside of your home. Utility doesn't have to touch the back of your house to turn it off, turn it on. or adjust how it's working. And the commission to assess the threat to the United States from electromagnetic pulse attack. And this electromagnetic pulses could be from natural occurrences like solar flares or many other things, as well as attacks to our nation. These SCADA systems can be affected by this. That report that came out in 2008 actually talked about radar from a Navy ship affecting SCADA systems in San Diego and how technology that we have today, so well tied together in the eastern part of this nation, caused the cascading of power outages a number of years back. And that's a problem with this. From a health standpoint, many people are attacking this direction on the smart meter. There's still questions about the effects of cell phone emissions or electromagnetic radiation on our systems. Well, the smart meter system is putting basically a cell phone on the side of everybody's house and business that operates multiple times in an hour, 24 hours a day. We as consumers cannot shut this off, and there's no known effects of this, but the lack of evidence of harm is not proof of safety. We don't know. People will say, oh, it's not going to affect you. We have no studies that show it. Well, it hasn't been studied. There is talk, this is one of the selling points, that the smart meter will save us energy. Well, that's a little bit hard to do. We could decide to save some energy by turning off lights, and this can, through getting the information from our utility company, tell us when we're using more power. But that's,
well, Ken, I hate to interrupt you, but
sure.
To me, at first blush, the smart meter seems like a good idea. I have a Toyota Prius, and it has a mileage meter in there that's very detailed. And I've become, over the last 10 years, a much more fuel-efficient driver just by trying to play the game of bumping the mileage up on every tank of gas. I roll up the stops. I don't stomp on the gas at a green light. Why wouldn't the smart meters encourage that?
Well, it would encourage that. And actually, the initial introduction of the smart meter is pretty much, although the variations of this have been around for years, the basic introduction of this came with the Energy Policy Act of 2005, where the smart meter system was supposed to be presented to consumers at consumer choice, so that if somebody did want to learn how they could save energy, they could ask as an individual for a smart meter to be placed on their house, and then they could gather this information and decide how they wanted to adjust their energy usage. One of the interesting things about the smart meter, in a 8-page brochure that I received from my utility company, it states in the future customers will be able to use smart meter technology to save money without necessarily using less energy. So saving energy is not, as designed, a major function of the meter. It can be used that way, and it would be great if we all reduced our energy usage. And actually, the World Bank says in 2011, we are using less energy per person than we were in the year 2001. So we're not dumb as Americans. We can do it. And the smart meter can be a help, but the forced installation of the smart meters to every household, whether they want it or not, and where the information gathered by these smart meters is going, I have objections to.
This is Ralph. The Electronic Frontier Foundation, which is a very respected group based in San Francisco, has a Q&A on smart meters showing the drawbacks. And listeners can get this by going to On the Level blog. On the Level blog. It was posted in 2010. But the state laws differ on this. For example, some states are pretty lenient. They let the consumer decide whether the consumer wants a smart meter installed by the electric company or not. But in the District of Columbia, they're very coercive. And about 99% of the users have been pulled into the smart meter situation, and they're harassing the heck out of the remaining 1%, constantly calling them. So I think you ought to look in your own state law here and see to what extent the monopoly electric utility company has dragooned the state government into a coercive policy here. It's just one of many examples of how the constitutional right to privacy, which often is associated also with health, safety, security manifestations, is being eroded step by step, coercively. It's like they're driving us into the credit economy instead of using the cash economy by actually penalizing people who use cash instead of a credit card or a debit card. And when you add all this up, you're basically stripping individual citizens of what remains as consumers of control over their own lives and putting it in the hands of big corporations backed by big government, what the conservatives call crony capitalism. And so, Ken, just tell people in conclusion how they can get that pamphlet of yours.
Well, this is something I came up with a little over a year ago, and I've pretty much been just handing it to people on the street. Maybe the best thing to do would be to talk to you, Steve, and we could come up with a way to do that. I do hand it to the libertarians at our local farmers market every Thursday night, and the Republican group when they're out there, and the Democratic group.
But this would be another point of convergence that you talk about, Ralph, right?
Right. And I think what Ken is showing is what one person can do as an individual. And he reached out to me. I'm sure he's reaching out to others and getting people to think about these things, because the propaganda is overwhelmingly on one side. Oh, here are the great benefits. They never mention the hazards. And, you know, a lot of these utilities use all kinds of contractors. They outsource things. So it isn't just your monopoly electric company, PG&E, for example, in California. It's all the various contractors that have this data, never mind the hackers.
I picked this up from Forbes magazine, where the author talks about the San Diego Gas and Electric Company. They have a transparency report they have to do. In April 2013, the company had disclosed the records of 4,062 customers. And it's according to the article, quote, "It's not clear from the report who asked for or received those records and why," unquote. So even Forbes has acknowledged that there is an issue here with transparency and privacy.
I have two questions, one for Ralph and one for Ken. Ken, this is David Feldman.
Yes.
Are you afraid that these smart meters are going to put meter readers out of business?
It has. It has. The interesting thing about this is here in California, we have what is called an opt-out charge. If you decide to not have a smart meter, you can opt out, which at this point, since I have never paid it because I believe it is meets the definition of extortion, my utility bill includes $350 of smart meter charges, which again, I'm not paying. So I am paying to not have a smart meter. So if you have a smart meter, are you getting a reduction in your bill by $10.50 a month? No, you're not. And many utilities across the nation have let people go, have let them retire early. So right now, utility meter readers that we're used to seeing walking around our community don't exist anymore in many instances. So people have lost their jobs in a time that across the nation we're saying, hey, we need jobs. And that's been basically just a savings to the utility companies.
And my question for Ralph is on the Fourth Amendment issue. Didn't the Supreme Court rule recently that the police could not use infrared imaging censoring to search a person's home from the outside?
That's certainly the case. That's certainly the law. And this can be done, you know, street by street without probable cause. Without probable cause, ipso facto, violation of the Fourth Amendment. It's just one more step toward technological despotism that corporations and government collude under various false arguments. As Ken said, this does reduce the costs of the utility, but do they transform it into lower costs for the consumer? There's no evidence of that whatsoever.
Well, Ken, thank you for joining us. We appreciate that. You made a very articulate argument, and we can talk about later how to get your brochure more widely distributed. We're up against the break here. You're listening to the Ralph Nader Radio Hour.